Think, talk, and act. Good, perfect, about everyone and everything. Do not leave a single element in consciousness that is less than perfect. Genesis states that God made man in His image and likeness. But we have to let it into our consciousness, or it does no good on an individual basis. Therefore, I hereby commit to eliminating anything that is unlike God from my consciousness. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. Good is God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omniaction. Omniscience includes omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing. Man is the compound idea of infinite spirit. God is the full expression of the qualities of mind. There is not a single thing in all of these terms and phrases and definitions just stated that is less than perfect. The term spirit is for all substance, and it is flawless. Therefore, it's transparent, and therefore, it's totally reflective. Therefore, the only quality I can reflect out into the universe of thought about anyone or anything is godlike, because that's the only substance that exists. A term referred to as evil or the devil is not real. That is fantasy land. It is not reality. It has no basis, has no foundation, has no source. It is out in never, never, non-existent, corrupt, fake thought. That means that it doesn't exist. It seeks acceptance, but I refuse to give it a place in my consciousness, which is a reflection of the consciousness of God, which is truth with a capital T. God is all consciousness. God is all everything. Frederick L. Rawson healed a man instantaneously that had a whole load of rocks dumped on him by knowing there is nothing but God. Everything comes to an alignment with perfection, balance, and harmony when we know absolutely that God is all there is, because God is divine principle, and divine principle is always in balance, always harmonious, and is the spiritual structure, which includes the spiritual system of divine metaphysics, and everything is flawless because it's of the nature of spirit. The only reality is perfection, and that's the only way I can see anyone or anything, because that's the reality about everyone and everything. And I refuse any theory that is in conflict with God, because that is God, which is omnipresent. No competition or opposition, because God is the only power. Omni, one only in all. Amen.